Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Yes, it is the Weekend Buzz. This is Dublin's Q102 and I'm Nicola Barden and I'm hoping you're enjoying your Saturday morning so far. On Wednesday on Virgin Media One, Gogglebox Ireland is back. Delighted. I love Gogglebox. It's just such a guilty pleasure and it's such a simple concept that I'm kind of raging that like I never come up with it. Because whoever came up with it is probably laughing. They've got an UK here around the world. And all my friends are like, we should go on it. I'm like, no, I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be so embarrassing. I'd be mortifying. Like, God knows what I come out with on that. And then I'd forget. And then you turn on the telly and you're after saying something. See, my problem is I'd be like, oh, he's gorgeous, isn't he? And he'd be someone that I probably will run into the next day on the town, you know? So I'd be like, oh, Tuberty's lovely. And then you'd meet him the next day. But the thing about Gogglebox is we watch them every week, but we don't really know much of their backstory. So my next guess, you may be shocked to know that they're married. You know they're a couple. You may not know that they're married and they have three little ones. My next guest, Larisha Mandiangu and Gary Parsons. How are yous?
How are you? Good morning.
How are yous doing?
Good, good.
Not too bad. We're getting there.
You haven't killed each other in lockdown then, no?
Oh, no, we have.
A couple of times, yeah.
I often say this, like, you know, I'm single, but I live with my sister, so it's very easy for me to, you know, and her to fight and that. But with couples, you're happily married, but do you think you're going to spend this much time together?
Well, we're actually lucky because we're still working, so that kind of gives us a bit of a break away from each other.
Yeah, see, we're busier than ever in work, so you just bite the lip at home, you know?
It's fine. It's weird for us because we just to see you as TV stars to think that you have normal jobs away from the telly.
TV stars, yeah. You know. That sounds nice. That was strange as well. I wouldn't exactly say that, but yeah, no, we are. We're flat out in work and away from, well, sitting on the couch and drinking beer. But other than that, no, yeah, it is strange when you're approached about it. Still weird. We don't have to deal with it.
No, we don't. Don't we? When someone says that to us, I'm just like, oh, what do I do?
So what do you work at away from Gogglebox?
We both work for Unpulse.
Oh, so you're actually like out and about, and people see you. They're like, hold on, there's those people from Gogglebox.
Yeah, and the odd time, like, you'd be in the supermarket or whatever, and someone would kind of recognise the Rish more than anything, and I'd be like, oh, there's one coming. And we'd nearly take a bet on how long it's going to take, and they'd be like, hey, are you on Gogglebox? And they'd be like, ah.
That's it. I think you guys are probably like one of those people because, yeah, we watch you, but we also watch you in a group setting, so there's other people on as well. You kind of spot you and go, how do I know you're one? I know her from somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They feel like they know you. Like, I know you so much.
So tell us, how did you guys decide to, like, go on the telly and do this?
Well, originally what happened, we were actually approached because my family, we were on Ireland to get his family on 2019.
I remember you. I remember you and your brothers and your... Tala, was it? Was that where you were from?
Yeah, from Tala, yeah.
And you were very intent on being the, you know, the winners of the show.
Oh, stop, we were. See, originally, that's what I'm saying, when we went on Ireland to visit his family, they actually had my dad, who was supposed to be with us, and he had a break. He broke his leg, so he couldn't participate, and my ma filled in for him.
Your poor mum, she's like, I didn't sign up for this now. Hold on, they've been out doing all the work.
No, she didn't know what it was. She was just like, I'll do it, which is, what is it? And we were like, it's Ireland to visit his family. She was like, okay, I'll go on. And then when it came to it, she was like, oh my God. things you do for your kids.
I know, it's not like something you can kind of just go on and blag your way, because, you know, you have to climb and stand on boxes for 20 minutes and, you know, crawl through things, and you're like, saws, mum.
Oh no, oh my gosh, she didn't know. We were so out of our comfort zone, but like, we were so happy the fact that she did it with us, because other than that, we wouldn't have been able to take part in it, because it has to be a parent.
So that's, because I was going to say, how come you didn't drag Gary along? But it has to be, they have to have one of your parents there.
You have to have one of your parents there. And I'm like, I could do my daughter, but then it'd have to be either my dad or my mum. So it could be a grandparent, but it has to be. So that's why she had to fill in for me there.
He needed to give other people a chance,
no? To hear him.
Of course, Gary, you know, you would have been the champion, yeah?
Top athlete.
So they obviously liked you then, Larish, if they, you know, said it to you, listen, after Fitz family, do you want to come on and do this?
Yeah, they did. We were like, oh, Gogglebox.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a sympathy vote now, but...
Come on, you've got Orty and then Virgin Media have seen the talent. They're like, right, come here, steal them before somebody else does.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm excellent at sitting on the couch and drinking beer, so...
You got to do this. You got to be on telly without having to go through the horribleness of his family.
No, that's what I said to him. He didn't have to do that in his family. They are now sitting on Gogglebox.
Yeah, reaping all the benefits. It's the exact opposite, actually, isn't it? Because you'd be there losing weight. I'm just sitting on the couch gaining weight.
I always wonder when I'm watching Gogglebox, because, like, you know, normally if you're watching telly, you've got something, you might have your phone in your hand or whatever, like, or the remote. But when you're on the telly, you end up having, because you want to do something with your hands, you end up eating crisps or you have your beer or whatever. You must be just like trying to do, like, not gain loads of weight in that sense.
That's the thing, actually, because we only talked about that the other day. Sometimes you can't sit still. You have to actually keep physically doing something with your hands nowadays. Anyway, a lot of people can't even sit through a film without scrolling through a phone or going to WhatsApp. But it was kind of refreshing just sitting back and actually not doing anything else but
eating crisps and chicken beer
and watching TV. Yeah, and me slagging her brothers. So it was great.
Yeah, there seems to be great banter with your brothers. Well, you know, I know they obviously live nearby. Are they going to be able to be in the new season now with all the restrictions? Or,
oh, I think it's still up in the air. Hopefully the air, because, like, we all get on great, but it is still up in the air. We're not sure. It depends on what level we're at. Cases, the whole lot, you know.
Yeah, that's such a pain, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, you guys have great banter, and I know you say you slag them, Gary, but I feel like it's sometimes it's the other way around.
I get dogs. I have to get a few digs in on telly. That's the way I say it. But that's the thing. It gets us all together as well, because, I mean, we are a close family, and we were looking forward to filming every time, because I know they'd be coming over, so I'd be thinking, right, have a couple of barbs ready for them now.
And that's, I suppose it's a commitment as well, because, yeah, we all plan to meet up with family and friends, but sometimes it doesn't happen, but you guys have to do it a certain amount of times a week, so at least it's like you get to hang out with the people that you're close to.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, there's an obligation there, but it is, it's nice to, I know, yes, I'll listen. You're coming to the house and you're recording Gogglebox. But it's nice to be able to sit down with them and actually hang out, even though they're kind of forced to go to the head.
So come here.
They love it.
Tell us how you two met. How long have you been together? Because, you know, people just get to see that, you know, they're part of your family for a certain amount of time, a week, and then, you know, they don't really get to know the backstory.
Yeah.
No prison sentence.
How long were we together? 6 weeks ago, like 16 years now. Jesus, we're young lovers.
So I was going to say, you must have been really young.
Yeah, I was working in Central. I was 16. I told her I was 18.
He keeps telling everybody, I'm going to kill him.
Hey, listen, she was making moves first. I actually bottled it because she walked out of the shop and I absolutely terrible with women. So I was just thinking to myself, I was looking out look at a little sick puppy looking out the door, thinking to myself, oh, that's the chance gone. But then she sent in Blair with a little piece of paper saying, can you write your phone number now? My sister wants it. And I was thinking, lovely. Yeah. That's the job done for me. I don't even need to make a move.
Now I want to hear, Larice, your version of that.
That's what happened. I was sitting in the car. He came into the car and I was like, I actually like him. I was like, do us a favour. Go on and get his number. So Blair walked into the shop and Gar was standing there to tell. And there was a big queue. So I thought, well, he just waited at the queue. He didn't. He walked right to the top of the queue.
Oh, my God.
While he's at the checkout. Hands the paper and goes, sister, I want your number. And I nearly died of mortification, didn't I?
The whole show being someone was there going,
yeah. I was like, oh no, I was like, what's he doing? Don't.
Oh my God. Fair play to you, because like many's the time I've seen good looking people, but I would die before I'd, even if they flirted with me for 20 minutes in the shop, I'd be like, oh, that's that now. I'll go home and just. That's it.
Oh, Mia, if he didn't write his number down, I would have never showed me face in that
Running
shop again.
He
was going to be like, sorry, I'm not going back to Crumlin. I'm never showing my
face. You have to change football teams, Blair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you got 16 years. That's insane.
Oh, trust me.
Long time.
It's just, I think it's probably, you know, 2021, you look at a lot of people and relationships don't tend to last that long, especially with young people, yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of give and take, though, isn't there? Like, I mean, you have to do a lot to make it work. And some people don't really want to make it work. They just throw their hat at it. But I think we are kind of proved that you can make a childhood relationship work, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of people get to, you know, 2021 and they start thinking, oh, the grass is greener and all of that, just because their mates are out and, you know, being single and they feel like maybe I should, but you guys are stuck together.
We actually did it quite backwards, didn't we?
We did it. We are totally backwards. Totally backwards.
We got together,
kids, house, married.
Wow.
We were, I think, what, 20 when we bought the house?
21 when we bought the house, and at that stage we had Abby. I was Shoe Jade. We moved in September, and I had Jade in November. Then we got married in 2011. So we were 10 years married this year.
Oh, congrats. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then.
We've had our ups and downs, but we've stuck through.
Yeah, we do.
And how many little babas do you have now?
There's three. One that's nearly.
Little babies. Oh, my God. Madhouse.
Oh, 14, 11 and 6.
And they don't think about coming on the telly, or are you kind of keeping them away from it?
Oh, Maya does. A youngest one, Maya, she definitely wants. She's real, like, when we're sitting down getting ready, she sits down into the show and tries to get pictures taken and all this.
She gets so excited about the whole thing. The other two couldn't give a toss. They don't care. I think they're mortified more than that.
So Jaden is more like, if his friend says, oh, your mom and dad will tell you, he's like, yeah, that's my mom. You know, real like that. Yeah, where Maya is just like obsessed with
it. But I turn into the proper dad when Abby and her friend, Abby's 14, so her friends show up and I'd be like, yeah, do your friends want an autograph? She'd be mortified, you know what I mean? I love it.
Oh, you're an embarrassing dad. Well, I suppose every dad's embarrassing when you're 14, but like...
Yeah, grow into that role, though. That's the thing, though. You see your parents growing up, and I just think to myself, I'm not that guy, but it's actually one of the best things about being a dad, is embarrassing the kids, so...
He just drives her up the wall, you know. He loves doing that, don't you?
Yeah, it's great, crack.
It seems like the show kind of just summarises like what you guys are like in real life, like just slagging and banter and...
Yeah, but the banter.
I think sometimes our banter might be a little bit x-ray, so I think the cutting room floor would be probably better viewing.
I must get on to Virgin and just be like, come here, you couldn't send us a few of those clips you haven't used.
Yeah, the blooper reel would be probably better viewing. It'd probably be R-rated.
Yeah. Were you as nervous the first time the cameras came around? You know when you're just like... As you said, you're so used to fidgeting and, you know, looking at your phone, and then you can't do that. So just to be sitting there and being like, so.
Yeah, of course we were, weren't we? I think the first episode or first two episodes, we didn't really know what to be doing. We're kind of like, you know, camera shy, because like loads of cameras and lights.
It was about 4 o'clock, no, it was about 5 o'clock. So I think the football was on at 3. So I was saying to the horses, I'm about 6 months deep here. Like, I might have to take a break. Because as you know, you're nervous. So I was watching the football and thinking to myself, geez, are you going to show up or not?
I would be so nervous about that. Yeah, like I would be the same as you, have a couple of drinks, and then, but I'd be like, I have to be funny. I have to say something that's funny or controversial, because otherwise we're going to look really boring, and then the pressure is on.
No, I think you just got to be yourself, yeah. and you know if it's going to force, you know, you're just going to be yourself, and you know, we know our limits with each other anyway, and I certainly do anyway.
Yeah, me doesn't anyway.
You know when it's forced, you know.
And so you said the people reactions, like it's mainly the kind of, do I know you? I know you from somewhere.
That's it. And it's, you know, like it's, even when people do say something, I'd be mortified because I'm just like, I don't do much here. Like I'm not
talented. You just sit on the couch.
I swear, everybody else does every night. You know, I'm good at it, but it's just sitting there watching telly and having a good cigar. It's really strange sometimes when people approach you about it. I'm terrible with it. Terrible.
I'd love to know what do people even say to you? Because like I'm just thinking now, if I saw somebody from, like I live in Cabra and the girls from Cabra, I've never seen any of them, but I'd be like, I don't know what I'd even say if I did see them.
It's more you get all the attention more than that. It's just like, I love you, you're so great, your hair's nice and your t-shirts are lovely.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. People just admire our clothes, our dress sense and something like that. And then they kind of look at me and like, oh, yeah, hi. I'm here as well.
Yeah.
People probably, because you're so young, don't realise you're married.
Oh, they actually, yeah, they're surprised. I think the word shotgun marriage comes into take the piss, don't they? Yeah, like, you must have been forced into that one. Married off at 16. No, some people don't really realise that we're nearly 10 years.
Married, yeah.
See, that's it. I remember the first few times I saw you, I just assumed boyfriend, girlfriend. I didn't realise, you know, the kids and the house and the wife, you know, that like that kind of, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because they don't, I suppose, as I said, you're part of our viewing, but we don't know much of the backstory.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Like, I mean, there's no reason for anybody to do it, but people are always surprised, to be honest. They always do.
Even like, when you're normal, then we're out doing that. Someone will say, when you say we're married, they're like, oh my God, you're married. And
yeah.
Three kids, like, you've got kids. Like,
We were hunting young.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely cheer up our viewing. So it's been so lovely to chat to you and find out a bit more about, you know, the people that we see. You're excited about the show starting back on Wednesday, I imagine.
Oh, super excited.
Definitely, yeah. I can't wait for it, yeah, because the kid born now is more with Moya's reaction more than anything. She thinks it's the best thing ever.
Yeah,
she gets so excited. I think it's hilarious.
Is it weird for you when they come to you and they're like, listen, we need you to watch this documentary on the making of bees, and you're like, what? I thought I'd ever be watching this, you know? Those,
I love it. I love anything, like, yeah. It's really interesting, especially all the old archive stuff. I love all that. And like, even we watched one about like a love story, the octopus with a guy who pretty much, it's just pretty much hinting that saying he was in love with an octopus, but he was like a scientist who was monitoring its activity. Yeah. But
he was in love with the octopus.
It was weird. But you were just drawn in by it. You know, the relationship with it was borderline sexual. Like,
yeah.
It was weird, but it was good viewing.
It was hard to watch.
I didn't know what to. Lara's getting all flustered and awkward. She's like, "Is there gonna be a sex scene here?"
Like, what the hell is going on? Like, just a sea animal, like a sea creature, whatever you want to call it. And then he is like, saying he's in love with it, and he goes into the water every so often to go and find him.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you going to find? And then he was heartbroken when she went off and got with another octopus and had a baby. I was like, what is going on?
Oh my God, this sounds like the most bizarre show of all time.
It's actually on Netflix at the moment. It's
exactly.
A big plug there, Netflix one of shows.
That's what I always wonder about, because like a lot of times if I'm watching, how I decide what I'm watching telly is I'll see a clip on Gogglebox and I'm like, oh, that looks good. But sometimes they make you watch, like, especially now when you look at the archive stuff, you must be like, what were people watching back in the day?
Oh, the oldies, yeah, we were, weren't we?
I love the archives. Like I said before, there was loads of old Dublin stuff and all, and it shows you what life was like back then. And
yeah.
I just thought it was really cool to take a little trip into history.
Yeah, like the dating scene, the drinking driving tests, they were all
mad. The old flow sets, people going and having a couple of drinks and watching, like, that's the ultimate weekend out, was going and watching, like, a little slow set and then having a little dance at the end of it. Like, it's just changed. The social scene has changed so much.
Oh, really?
Although, wouldn't you just go and do that right now if it meant that you could go out and go somewhere? I'd happily go to a slow set.
Oh, give me Joe Dolan.
Oh, listen, lads, it's been lovely to chat to you. And as said, Gogglebox is back on Wednesday on Virgin Media One, and we'll be seeing you there and hopefully seeing the brothers back at some point, depending on restrictions.
Thanks for having us, Ray.
Listen, it's been lovely to chat to both of you.
No problem. Thanks a million.
Larish Mandiangu there and her husband, Gary Parsons of Gogglebox fame. And you can listen back to this if you've just tuned in. It'll be on podcast. If you just go search for Q102 Weekend Buzz, you can hear the whole interview there. Time for a little ad break. Coming up after the ads, we have Lisa McHugh chatting all about her podcast and what it's like to be a woman in country music. Stay tuned to Q102. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.